Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. It's another beautiful Saturday, and you're on with the Dr. Rock, and of course, my special co-host, Miss Moonflower. How are you today, Miss Moonflower?
I'm fine. How are you?
You sound rather chipper.
Oh, I am.
Light on your feet.
Yes, always.
There you go. Well, we have a very provocative topic, as usual, on the Computer Love 2.0. It's the remix, guys. We're going to play some music that was kind of inspired by Miss Moonflower. Sit back and listen. They're your friends. It's time for Computer Love. I can't ask you a question. I thought you loved me.
I do.
What's the problem? Why don't you tell me about that other guy? I need to know right now. Tell me what's up.
There's nothing.
Did you love him? I know you loved him. Did you love him?
Why are you worrying about that? That's a past relationship.
I don't care. I need
that
to know the truth.
To
I need but right now.
That has nothing to do with today. I don't think you need to be concerned about the past.
Well, what happened in the past is going to reflect on today. I need you to be totally honest with me.
Well, I've been honest with you. Where is all this coming from?
It's not insecurities. It's not anything that happened in the past.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, it's about us. This is about us.
About us? You're bringing up the past.
Well... got to know. What have we done in the past? It will come to the light.
Not if we don't allow it to. I'm over my past.
Well, so am I. But again,
well, then what's the problem?
The problem is I need you to be upfront and honest with me. I need to be able to ask you a question
without you feeling like
I'm interrogating you. That's what the problem
is.
Okay,
that's what it sounds like. Listen to the tone of your voice. That's what it sounds like.
Well, the tone of my voice has nothing to do with my passion. I'm just really serious about this.
You can be serious but not sounding like you're accusing me of something.
I'm not being accusatory. I'm just trying to get an answer to the question. Just trying to get an answer to the question.
Well, what's the question?
The question is, who is this guy to you?
He is no one.
Yeah.
He is no one.
Okay. I hear you.
Baby, I know you love me, even though you got your own way that you show it. Oh, baby, you gotta trust me. Sometimes it ain't enough to know it. I need to feel it, I need to breathe it, I need you to need it. Like I need it, I need us to be. Like I see it, ooh, I want your heart. And not just a little bit, ooh, right now I want you all. I wanna feel the passion, the pleasure and all that I dreamed of. I'm tired of all the guessing, I just wanna know that I am enough. I wanna feel special and needed. Want you to say something and mean it. It ain't a whole lot to ask, so can you do it one time? Don't get it to the others, bring it to your best friend. I'm not just your lover.
One time.
Wanna feel like I'm not harassing, but I need a simple answer to the question that I'm asking. This ain't nagging. You're the best, as long as you're here, I'm blessed. Ain't trying to cause you no stress, just need a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Come on, baby, now you know me.
Why
can't you hear me? I wanna feel the passion, the pleasure, and all that I dreamed of. I'm tired of all the guessing, I just wanna know that I am loved. I wanna feel special and needed. Want you to say something and mean it. It ain't a whole lot to ask, so can you do it one time?
Again, Dr. Rock is back. That was a little piece by Miss Moonflower and myself. Of course, you guys know we have a perfect relationship, so we don't argue. Isn't that right, Moonflower?
That's right.
we just want to get that point across. 562 is going to be busy. I know she's doing some things, and she wanted to just say hello, say how is everybody, especially to Miss Moonflower. 562-331.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Now she's calling me God.
You on mute.
There she goes. Just say hi. I know you're at the spa. You're in the spa.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, hello. Happy Saturday. Just here to listen this time.
Oh, mm-hmm. Tay. Go ahead and we'll start the show. Go ahead and do your thing. Tell everybody at the spa we said hi.
Will do.
Okay. Yeah. So the topic is today the interrogation process overkill. I got to be able to ask you a question, boo, without feeling like, you know, you're making me feel like I'm interrogating you. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just trying to get the answer to a question. That's all.
Right.
We can talk about your deepest fantasies. You told me all about that. And now I can't ask you a question about some guy who's staring you down. I can't ask you where you've been at 2 o'clock in the morning. Something's wrong with that picture. What makes people think that they don't have to answer to their mates if you're in a relationship with someone and you don't have to be accountable? That you don't have to say, I was here. You don't have to answer your phone. I mean, what makes us think that we can be in a coexisting relationship like that and yet not participate actively and functionally and honestly toward our mates? I mean, Moonflower, hypothetical. The doctor been on the train. I was up in Baltimore all day, coming in kind of late, leaving out of Baltimore at 8, so that means about 4 or 5 hours to come back home. You call me 9:30, I don't answer my phone. You call me at 12, I still don't answer my phone. What's going through your head?
Well, initially I would think something is wrong. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're hurt. And then, you know, you're along with your thoughts, you might go there thinking that you're doing something you shouldn't be.
Right. I like what you just said. You're alone with your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
When it's just you and your thoughts, you know, sometimes we tend to lean toward the old DD problem. Oh, he's doing dirt. Or she's doing dirt. I mean, the part that you said about maybe being worried about me, most people don't even get to that point. They immediately go to DD. He's doing dirt. She's doing dirt. They immediately go there because of their insecurities. That may be true. Or maybe the fact that that other partner is promoting that insecurity. We got to be real. There's some things that you can do to instigate insecurity in your mate as opposed to, you know, making them feel more comfortable, making them feel more secure in the relationship, like being accountable. If I'm accountable, as long as I answer my phone, then you're going to be all right. Correct?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, but when I don't, I just created a problem for myself. Okay, so I didn't answer the phone. I walk in the house at 12:30, 1 o'clock. It's Friday or it's Saturday, so you probably you may be asleep. You may be awoke. What's your response?
I would be awake.
Yeah. Well, okay. Okay, and do you have any conversation for me at that point?
I'm going to wonder why I wasn't able to get in contact with you. I'm going to ask.
Yeah. Now, what makes you think that I have to be responsible or accountable to you?
Well, because we're in a committed relationship and
you deserve that respect. Yeah. Now, let's flip the script.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's Friday. Miss Moonflower, she's getting ready to go do karaoke, guys. That's right. The only black person in America does karaoke on Friday. And again, the old doctor. Now, this time, I don't have my car, and I'm trying to get her to pick me up at the train station. I got in the train station at 10 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock now. I've been calling, and she hasn't answered the phone because she's doing the karaoke thing. How do I react when you finally get my message? And by that time, I'm home already because I caught a cab. And then you come in. Now, how should I react?
Well, I would expect you to be upset a little.
Okay. A little bit. Tad bit. Yeah, of course. Miss Moonflower, let's
be
real.
But I wouldn't leave you stranded. You're more important than karaoke.
So you're going to have to what? That's why they call it a mobile phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have that phone. I don't care if you're singing, you know, Gladys Knight and the Pips, you know, Midnight Train to Georgia, and I'm sitting there waiting at the train station. You got to have that phone in your hand, and you got to run off that stage and say, I got to go get my man. Right in mid-verse. That's what love is all about, guys. Love is not about, oh, when I finish, and after I have my second drink, and after this guy tells me how I look in these jeans, then I'll go pick him up. That's not love. It's not consideration. But let's deal with the psychology of insecurity. Why are most people insecure in relationships? Is it really the individual, or is it something that the partner's doing? Which one do you think, is more prevalent?
I think it depends on the two people involved.
Yeah, the combination of the two.
Right.
Yeah.
If a person has been in a relationship and the person that they're with has done things to make them insecure, now they're going to look at every new relationship in that same light.
Well, that's baggage, right?
Right.
But however, we're incapable of not bringing that past information, I'll say, to the next relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We truly are. Yeah. Because we are what? The two things that make us up, Miss Moonflower, are what? As all human beings are made up of two things. What's the first one? DNA.
Oh,
is that called?
All right. Deoxyribonucleic acid.
Okay. And the second thing is what? Our life experiences.
Life experiences. Okay.
Those are the two things that make, you know, everybody on this planet. And unfortunately, we carry those life experiences with us every day in every relationship, in each way, in every facet of any communication, in any relationship with anybody, whether it be business or professional, we carry those things with us. Now, the back to the behavior of, in human nature. What is a lie? Am I lying to you if I don't actually tell you everything? Or I'm answering your question, but I'm still holding back some information. Am I lying to you?
Well, you're not telling me the whole truth, so I guess, yeah, I think so, because you're not telling me the whole truth.
Did Bill Clinton lie when he said, I didn't have sex with that woman? Oh, come on now.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, you know, consider sex fellatio, I mean, most people out there consider sex fellatio sex, right?
Yeah.
Oral sex, sex. But he felt as though he could, you know, maybe, I don't know, skirt around the truth. So if I don't tell you the whole truth, I'm still lying, right?
Yes.
Now, most people have the propensity to lie, correct?
Yeah.
It's human nature.
I think so.
Why do you think we choose to lie instead of telling the truth?
I think it depends, because sometimes we lie not necessarily to get over, not to hurt someone's feelings, maybe. In some instances, you don't want to hurt their feelings. And I'm not talking about relationships. I'm just speaking in general.
Right. Yeah. But in most instances, most people lie for one reason, and that's to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The fact that they're doing dirt or whatever it is they're doing they don't want you to know. People lie to protect themselves, and people will lie instinctively and automatically before they take their next breath. They got it down to an art form. It's not even difficult these days. Calm face, and they will live with that lie, as a lot of women say. They'll go to their grave with that lie. Who's the baby daddy? Mama's a baby. Daddy's what? Maybe.
Maybe.
We don't know until we do what? Deoxyribonucleic acid. I mean, we got to be real about this thing, guys. This is a show about romance, not about sex today. It's not a biology lesson. It's about a lesson about character. Dr. Rock and Moonflower hope to transcribe, transpire, transpose, configure, reconfigure, remix, expose our audience to, help our audience understand that you don't have to lie. But you got to be mature in the beginning. Once you make the commitment, you have to know that that's what you want to do. You got to know in your heart that you want to be there. Then it makes it easy to be accountable. It makes it easy to help that person trust you and not be insecure. Because there are some things that you can do to make sure that that person is not insecure. Correct, Ms. Moonflower?
Yes, that is true.
Yeah. Our relationship is new. Dr. Rock's a businessman, so I put it up on myself to say, look, if I'm going to be out past 9 p.m., if I'm on a business client or whatever I'm doing, I have two options. The first, both options include to call you first and say, babe, I'm still out. We're at this particular restaurant, club, bar, sports bar, whatever. If you want to come out and have a drink with us, you know, I'll give you the address, GPS it, come on out. If you choose not to, say you don't, say I'm in my PJs, babe, I don't want to get dressed, then it's contingent upon me to sever that relationship, terminate that meeting, and, you know, follow up on it tomorrow. But when I get in the car, I need to keep you on the phone. I need to talk to you the entire way home. What am I doing? What am I doing, Ms. Moonflower?
You're being accountable.
Yeah, and I'm making sure that you know exactly where I'm at, what I'm doing, so that you don't have any doubt.
Right.
Because if I did the other, if you started calling me at 9 o'clock and I don't answer the phone until 1 o'clock, there's doubt. What did you say earlier? We're alone with who?
Our thoughts.
And that's a dark, deep, ugly place sometimes.
Right.
I'm serious, guys. We choose to be negative a lot of times when we could say, hey, I hope that person's all right. We very seldomly get there. We straight go to, I know she's fucking up. I know he's fucking that chick. We straight go there. He's doing dirt. And when they come in, I think you alluded earlier about the, I call it the tie and dye wardrobe, women that pour Clorox and bleach all over a guy's clothes.
Yeah.
While she's in, you know, he's not going to answer his phone. Okay, well, I'm going to make a fashion statement. All this stuff is in the bathtub, whatever the situation could be, totally innocent. The phone could be lost, could be dead, whatever. It could be totally innocent. But when he gets home, half his wardrobe is bleached. That's not mature, guys. It's not cute if someone does it to you. Therefore, it's not cute when you do it to other people. That's why I'm not a fan of Tyler Perry movies. He promotes that kind of stuff. Society promotes that it's all right for a woman to sock a guy in the head, slap him, spit on him, burn his clothes, and it's funny. But if he does that to her, oh, he's a monster. He's a mean man. What is this? Is this like a Freudian thing? Revenge of the penis? Is this penis envy? Do women dislike men because they have penises?
No, I don't think they dislike men.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, we know Miss Moonflower doesn't. Yeah, we're just trying to really get to the point that what is the compelling issue behind distrust and lies? And Miss Moonflower, can I ask you a question without you making me feel like I'm interrogating you, or are you flipping the question back on me? You hurt my feelings, and now all of a sudden your feelings are hurt also. Then that's not giving any credence to my feelings, is it?
No.
Exactly. We have to work through these things. And, guys, I'm going to be quiet for a minute because I want Ms. Moonflower to tell you the truth. We've had these issues, and we had to talk it out and figure it out. But when you care about somebody, when you love somebody, you're willing to make those adjustments. You you're willing to listen with a kind heart. Dr. Rock has to learn to approach people, you know, with the right tone. And Miss Moonflower's got to realize that if I say you stepped on my toe and you hurt my toe, don't immediately say, no, I didn't. Because you immediately discount my feelings. I mean, it's my toe. It's swollen. It's still throbbing. It's hurting. For you to tell me that it's not, is to totally discount my feelings. Ain't no love in that. Because, again, what are we doing? We're just looking for the love. You know, we got 901. She's on the line, but she's at a conference in New Orleans, so I know she's not going to be able to chime in. 713-832. What is that? Is that a 404 out of Atlanta. I know you guys are listening. If you want to chime in, hit the number one on your phone. If you don't, Dr. Rock and Moonflower, we're trying to give you guys some information today that can hopefully help you in a relationship down the road. You got to show, how do we show each other love? We have to do it with a tender touch. Can't do it with attitude. Can't do it with a bottle of Clorox. You know? I mean, do you have the right to slap me, Miss Moonflower?
No.
Would you like for me to slap
what?
You?
No.
Exactly. It becomes even more absurd when I ask you, though, right? It wasn't as absurd when I asked you if you want to slap me. But no, there's no love in that. I mean, unless it's in the middle of an orgasm, guys. Now, if it's in the middle of an orgasm, you know, you want to take them to another height, that's something different.
No,
okay.
Don't
maybe,
slap me. No,
you
no, kind of no.
got to let them know ahead of time anyway.
No, no, no.
Be a bad reaction on that one. That can get a shock. That can be a shocker. Yeah, but that, you know, what I'm saying is that it's just because society is caught up in this apandriatic psychosis. Yes, the doctor said it, apandriatic psychosis. It's a legitimate word. Look it up, guys. And it's an acute dislike for men. Freud called it penis envy. Yeah. And because society has flipped from a 180, it's gone from men ruling the world to giving that same rule to women. Because they didn't take it. We gave it to them. We relinquished the power. Gave them the options to the abilities to do the things that they want to do and make their money and have these positions. And it's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that. But when you come home, Miss Moonflower, I'm not in eighth grade, am I?
No.
Can I get a sandwich?
Yes.
Can I get some love in that sandwich?
Yes.
That's the key. That's all we want. Just and the same, the doctor, if you had a hard day, the doctor can make those quesadillas that you like. Why, you just, you know, cool down, get comfortable, get your head wrapped, you know, unwrapped around all that administrative stuff at school. That's what we're there for as partners, to complement and accommodate our mates, not to be a hindrance, not to be a box of rocks, and not to be a sword, to try to cut into their emotions, not to be callous, not to do things that we know, you know, are going to disrupt the peace and the tranquility that that person is trying to achieve. When you have kids involved, it can get even stickier. We have to be able to tell the truth all the time. Hypothetically, everybody has a pass. On the train, I sat next to a lady that I knew from the past. And, you know, we held some conversations in between calls and stuff like that. We talked, maybe even exchanged numbers. Should I share that with you when I get home, Miss Moonflower?
I think so.
Okay. What if I don't?
Well, unless something comes of it, I guess I just won't know that.
What is that called? What I don't know won't hurt me?
That's what they say.
Yeah. But as a mate, have I done you justice?
No.
No, I haven't. Somewhere in that conversation that night, or at least the next day, I'm supposed to say, hey, babe, by the way, I ran into, I don't know, Deborah. She was on the train. She was coming in. We talked. She gave me a card. I gave her my card. Where do we go from it? What do you need her card for? Right?
Yeah, that could be a question that pops in my mind.
Yeah, because if it's not about business, then it's personal.
Right.
Maybe I just took the card out of courtesy. Right?
That's possible as well.
Yeah, and I gave her mine, and I says, here, babe, here's the card. Would that make you feel more comfortable?
Yes, it would.
Exactly. And I didn't lock it in my phone or anything like that because, you know, I'm going to take a shower, and you can look through my phone. And if my phone rings, you can answer it, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Open and honest. Because as soon as that image of deceit, I mean, as soon as it enters our brain, we become somebody else, guys. We become that dark, that deep, dark, you know, person that's scary, that's afraid of everything. And it's all about ego. You know what they call ego, right? The enemy where? In me. The enemy is in me. That's why those three C's that Dr. Rock came out with his first book, Computer Love, with the first one was confidence. When you enter into a relationship, you have to be confident in who you are. If you can get caught up and lost in that relationship, then you'll never be able to maintain your own identity. And people shouldn't just try to steal that from you and overwhelm you with, you know, being the last name, as they say, or the surname. Because you were somebody before that. Understood. But there's still some pride in changing that last name. The Dr. Rock and Moonflower. We're going to trip over the bro Moonflower?
Yes.
Okay. So are you going to carry the doctor's last name, or are you going to hyphenate it, or are you going to be Madam Sister President, or what?
No hyphen. To me, when you hyphen the name, it's like you're still trying to hold on to your identity. I never saw the point in that.
Yeah.
I just never,
came,
that's never understood
another thing that.
It came
through the feminist movement. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But some women feel like that's their right. But that's because they don't know how to love. Right back to Agape Love University, guys. How to love 101? The basic things. What is love? Grammatically speaking, according to the English language and Webster's Dictionary, love is a pronoun or a noun.
It's
I'm sorry, Ms. Moonflower.
Action.
It's a verb. Action word.
No, it's action. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is action. Yeah, it's a verb.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
So how do you show love? Because it means that, you know, it doesn't mean that I want love, because everybody wants love. Remember we were talking about that? I think it was the physiological ladder of needs that most humans fall. We all need, food, water, and shelter?
Yes.
But above that, guys, we're not trying to get too scientific, but above that, you know the most important thing that we all need is to be loved by somebody else. Do you know why? It gives us worth. It gives us value. To be seen through the eyes of someone else as worthy, as beautiful, as intelligent, the sapiophile. And it can be sexy. It can be as sexy, you know. I mean, Moonflower loves it. You know, when I do my my Kemetic Australopithecus Africanus, the Pianchi and the Musa thing, you know, Masakan Musa, and Habatagani, I start speaking those languages, I'm dancing, she loves it, she gets excited. We have to put James Brown on so we can make love, you know, and that stuff can be exciting. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But she also loves it when I use tender words to express my love. When I see the way the full moon reflects through the shades in the bedroom and the way it strikes in her face, her stunning face. She likes it when I make a mental note of that, when I come up behind her and we just take in that moonlight. We don't have to say anything. We don't have to do anything. It's not about sex. It's about love. And love at that time is sharing that moment together, a tender moment, making some memories. I'm going to wreck the frame now. We need to know this. You're on the Dr. Rock show. You're on the right show, guys. In case you know, you forgot. Young Grace, this is Computer Love 2.0, the remix. Tell your friends, you know, the number is 347-633-9255 every Saturday at 12 noon Central Standard Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Let them know. The doctor's going to wreck the frame. They've got a truck driver out here waiting. Case, you know, her lip, her hip is out of socket or something. Because, you know, I'm putting it down like the Rock. Hey, we ain't playing over here. I'm going to put some memories down, you know, so she can, she knows that she's a woman. We don't want her to forget that she's a woman. And who the man? Who the man? Who the man? Moonflower, I can't hear you. Who the man? Who the man?
You're the man.
There you go. That's what I'm stressing. That's what I'm saying. You're the man, Daddy. That's what she said last night. Now she said, you're the man. Right, she's bashful, guys. But that's all it's about. You know, it's about those special moments. I'm sorry, I guess 901 had a little minute to give us a call because I know she's in a conference. Can I ask you a question, 901?
Yes, you may, Dr. Rock.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Ooh.
Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about because I've seen the way he was looking at you. Passed by, and the way you looked away when he looked at you, I saw all of that.
Wow.
I need some answers. Moonflower's interested, too. You know she messy. You know she wasn't getting the gossip. So she want to know, too. So we're trying to figure this out. And she say, babe, you see how that guy looked at Cynthia? Can I ask you a question? Can your mate ask you a question about the way that man was looking at you?
I know what I want him to be. I know I got my eyes on him, that's for sure.
No, 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 don't get it twisted. You with your man. I'm talking about the other buster in that Panama hat and them cowboy boots. Still living in the 60s. Did I get it?
I have absolutely no control of a gentleman wanting to look. I mean, I think someone else should admire you. You don't want it. Anything nobody else wants. So, yeah, he should admire you, but.
I agree.
Yeah.
I got to fight every day to prove my love.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that because of the way he looked at you, the guy that's with you, he's thinking that maybe there's more to it. Maybe,
right.
You know this guy. Because the way he looked at you and the way you were smiling at first when we were talking, and when he looked at you and you looked at, and then you kind of. Your expression changed. Are you keeping something back from him? Are you lying? I'm telling him the truth. I'm 6 over here, 7.5 over there. I'm trying to figure out which one is which. Which is
it? No, for
and
me.
And how is the weather in New Orleans anyway?
It's absolutely beautiful. It's a beautiful. It was overcast earlier, but it's beautiful now at this present moment.
You had some gumbo in your life, a little boudin maybe?
No gumbo yet, but preferably I'm
about that
away from the gumbo.
Ask him about that boudin, yes, sir. Come on, allez-vous? Come on, don't go on Magnolia. Stay your butt out of Magnolia, okay?
Stay away from Magnolia. Yeah, I've seen it for a while. Yeah.
But the show is about if your mate asks you a question, is he interrogating you, or is he just asking you a question?
No, I mean, he's asking a question, and then, you know, whatever question it is, you have to be honest about it, you know. But I say it.
Then why
is
your response? Are you asking me all them questions? Exactly. Why are you interrogating me? I feel like you're working for the Four Brothers Incorporated, FBI. Come on. I don't have the right to ask. And can you ask him a question? If that old girl walked by him, you know, me and Miss Moonflower was in the mall the other day and some chick walked by in some spandex. She asked, what you looking at? I said, baby, I thought she had a pistol in those spandex. I was making sure she didn't want to shoot you. Doctor, I'm fast on my feet. I'm real good. You know, but I ain't got to look at that. See, because Miss Moonflower's doing all of that. So I don't have to look at that. I don't need that. But again, okay, you catch him. And you got a question for him, 901, about his past. Well, what happened yesterday? Can you ask him? Because he might not want to talk about it.
Well, if there's a good line of communication, which it should be, there shouldn't be a problem with me asking him anything, and vice versa. You know, we're talking about an honest relationship here. So it shouldn't be, you know, we're not kids anymore. It shouldn't be any question that he can't ask me and any question that I can't ask him. Because I think a man ought to admire or give a compliment to another woman, but not take it in the form of a lustful act, you know?
Yeah.
And I think if another man compliments your woman, it's perfectly okay as long as he doesn't cross that invisible line. Because, you know,
right.
Like my granddad used to say, a man ought to have a little taste of jealousy there, but the other man ought to know there is a line there that you shouldn't cross.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, you're right. You like it when your mate is a little jealous. Just not crazy now. Not
right.
Psycho, you know. You know, good pussy always come with a psycho chick. you know, but you want
not
her to.
Not always, that's right.
Not always, yeah, you're right. Not always. Always is a mathematical absolute, and I can't say that because I was going to say, there's the exception to the rule, Doc. I said, you're right, true that. But you still want to be able to say, I mean, don't you want to be comfortable enough to be able to ask your mate a question without feeling like, you know, you're going to get flambéed, you know, marinated across the bricks, drugged through the mud, the muck, and the mire, and or ignored or cursed out. Or, you know, because like guys, you know, we'll just ignore you. So, baby, who was that chick? What chick? I didn't see no chick. One who was hanging on your neck, fool. Oh, that chick. Oh, come on, girl, let's go over here to Payless. First of all, you ain't taking me to Payless. Secondly, who is that chick, man? He still ain't answering. What do you do? And you said we were in a what? Mature relationship, honest relationship. That has to be established. When, 901?
In the beginning.
Jump Street.
The very beginning.
Up front and personal.
Yeah.
Right after that deep. Yes, I need to know that you can tell me the truth.
Yeah.
Babe, I need to be able to talk to you. Communication is the... Communication is that bridge, guys.
Yeah.
It's the bridge that keeps you together. Because when you break that bridge, when you blow that bridge up, when you stop communicating, that discommunication, that creates all the problems in the world. And the more discommunication you have, the further apart you become, and the more difficult it is to come back together. I'm talking Golden State Bridge type of stuff, man. I'm talking about not talking to somebody for maybe... Now, I think Ms. Moonflower and I discussed that. You know, if somebody's upset, you know, you need to give them a little cooling down period. They can have an hour, 30 minutes. You know, you sneak up on them, you touch their feet. If they jerk their feet back or they react negatively, give them a little bit more time. Maybe another hour. You know, you go in there and start cooking some scrimps and some strawberries, you know, and they still mad. That whole day and that whole night, something's wrong with that.
Yeah,
they're
wrong
mad
with that
3 days later. That's immature. Because that 3 days, I mean, we've missed some very special times that we could have shared together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we've also just disconnected. Do you want to get into bed with your mate and they not cuddle with you?
Absolutely not.
Not me.
Who wants to do that? Well, can you get into bed because you're angry and not cuddle with your mate? That's the key. Can we get over these little bitty things? So, because the more time we spend on the little bitty things, the less time we spend on love. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hey, kidding me?
Hallelujah.
For real. I mean, we got to see that stuff, guys. We got to know that it's just not working if we're spending too much time on attitudinal, petty. I call them turning a molehill into a mountain. We take something very trivial, and we're mad about it for 3 days. We'd miss some good pussy in 3 days. You know, you miss some really good stuff. You could have, you know. I mean, you know, my favorite show, you know, I brought a tape home. You know, I mean, we could have watched the tape. You know, we could have really, you know, you could get the handcuffs. You know, I got this little thing with the little ribs on it, you know. We could have experimented. Those 3 days we can't have back. You know, we can't have that.
I like to think that's right. If we establish it from the very beginning that there is, you know, when we're in this relationship, that if we establish that there will be times that we will agree, and then there will be times that we have to agree to disagree, then we just move forward. I mean, it's not going to be perfect every single day. The sun is going to shine, but there's going to be some overcast days. There's going to be some rainy days. But if we establish from the beginning that there will be a moment or two that we will disagree, but we don't want to stay here on the same page. You know, we won't use this umbrella all day long because at one point the rain has to let up. So if we establish that from the beginning, then those problems, you know, that, you know, you're talking about now, they won't happen. And if they do, we'll know what to do.
Wait a minute. Just because you're my best friend don't mean you can steal my material.
Oh, now that was good. That was some good stuff.
Yeah, I know. Did you get that motherfucker? Did you just try to steal my material? You need to be regurgitating my material. Obviously, she's been listening. That was well put. I mean, damn.
I've lived some of these situations.
Well, Flower, she sounded like a female version of the doctor. You trying to steal my kilo? I'm trying to get paid over here. I'm trying to steal my. Don't hate me because you ain't me now. Come on now. I'm trying to do the damn thing. No, you were. That was, damn, I couldn't have said it better. Well put. The problem is that what it starts out with in the beginning and what it is 18 months, 24 months, 60 months, 10 years, 20 years down the road, usually slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
How do we maintain that same level of commitment, affection, hot butt naked sex?
Mm-hmm.
All of the above. How do we keep that in the relationship? Can I still ask you a question and you're still going to make my sandwich right? You're still going to throw them hips on me? You're going to still artistically, you know, perform fellatio on my phallus? I can notice, you know, your neck is not moving with that same piston-like motion. So now I'm thinking you're still mad because you used to be like, you know, General Motors on this thing. I would get mad at you. Like, I'm going to give you some money, girl, in a minute. You're making me want to pay for it, baby. I'm sorry. I digress. But what I'm saying is.
You're digressing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My bad. Never mind. How do we maintain that level of commitment, that level of, I'm going to say it, amour? I want to romance Moonflower every day. I want to tell her that her giggle lightens up my day. I want to make love to my woman every day. Not some days. Not when I'm mad or when she's mad. Not just when everything's going right. When things are going wrong, that's when you actually want to test that relationship. Because you're going to know. Like I said, if that piston motion's not there, she's not bringing her hips off that bed, where's that same level of commitment? Is he going to still wash your truck? Miss 901 got a brand new truck. Is that brother still going to put some armor all on your tires if he's mad at you?
I would hope so, yeah.
Look here, you wash my truck, but you didn't clean the inside. I ain't got no armor all on my tires. My window's messed up. Something wrong with, you know, hey, what's the problem, partner? You know, I still had on those same spandex. I was sitting out there on the porch watching you. You ain't put no love into it. What's the problem? You defocus? But you need a minute? Meet me in the bathroom. See if I can get you reoriented. It don't take but a minute. Make them weaken the knees a couple of times. Give them something to think about. Give them a taste so they can remember you. But you got to share the intimate times and those special moments with each other every day. The one day that you miss, again, even though you're communicating, you create that gap. Every day, guys, it's got to be something special. You know, a voicemail, an audio text, a picture in your favorite panties. You know, it's got to be something, a poem. It's got to be something that makes you know that to him or to her, they're special to you. I think that's what they want to feel, right? Special?
Yes.
Well, the doctor wants to feel special. Can I get some love in this camp?
Yes, you can.
I mean, I'm making worlds. I'm rocking worlds over here. Can I get a little? I just want a big piece of chicken. I want to pick up a box of chicken, take a shower, and come out. There ain't no chicken left. Did nobody look out for me? Moonflower, you let all six of your kids eat that chicken.
Six kids.
Pookie and them, you know, Pookie and Ray Ray, Vaseline, Shanique. They all ate the chicken. And you didn't put one piece of chicken aside for the doctor. Where's the love in that?
I'll put some aside for you.
That's what I'm saying. That's all we got to do. Hey, y'all, here's the box. Give me that breast right there and the dark meat and a drumstick. You know your dad like a drumstick, you know. That's okay, just give it to me. Don't touch this. That's what love is, considering the other person. So when you build something like that, guys, when you actually start working together and you see it producing something positive, it bonds you. I got you on that one, 901, because that's a little bit deep. That's, you know, how to make less, how to love 102. But, no, really, how do two people bond when you actually start seeing the fruit of your work, when you start saying, we're going to do this and we're going to do that to make this relationship better, you start doing those things, and you see it building those bridges instead of destroying them. You see it making you guys finish each other's sentences. You see it making your relationship stronger. Now there's a bond. And that bond is stronger than sex. Sex is that fleeting moment. It bonds you for a minute. But when you're apart, see when that high yellow brother with them green eyes and that good hair getting Moonflower's face, what you going to do, Moonflower? I can't hear you. Say it loud.
What?
Are you going to giggle?
What high yellow brother with when
hypothetical,
boo.
Just roll with the question.
No,
don't mess
I don't
up the show.
I only see you.
See? See that? She got all the right answers. But he see you. And he see the same thing, the doctor? That glow in your eye? The thickness of your thighs? He sees all that. You think the doctor's the only one that sees that? He's persistent. What are you going to do?
No, he can't be persistent once I tell him that
he's
I'm gonna not
be
available.
Persistent.
No.
He's...
I will be convincing that he has no chance.
See, there's a difference between I'm not available and what you just said. You see?
Convincing.
I mean, you don't have to be ugly and curse anybody out. But there's...
No.
Yeah. You know, but you didn't say those words. I love my husband. That's about as convincing as you can get. That's what you got to tell some of these busters. Sir, I'm in a happy relationship. I love my husband. Now, if you don't move around, I'm going to have to either mace you, call 911, or step on you with these boots. Them's your options. We got to show, guys. We got to do that verb thing. If we're not living the verb, we're just wasting our time. I don't know. I ain't got no time to waste. You got some time to waste, Moonflower?
No. I don't believe I'm wasting my time or anyone else's.
Exactly. It's just about being for real. If you can't be for real, the doctor gonna let you know. Be by yourself. I appreciate you calling in 901-832-713. I'm glad you guys listen. When you guys want to talk, again, feel free to talk. I don't want you guys to feel like, you know, you got to be correct or, you know, you have to say something profound. We just want to know how you feel. If you don't agree with us, that's cool. If you do, that's copacetic also. But we just want to know how you feel. And this was a kind of a serious moment, kind of a serious show. We'll be doing something about sex next week. You can call in. We're going to break it down to you. We'll probably be having Miss Moonflower doing the show on setting up the bedroom, or boudoir, the boudoir literature. We'll do something on that. We'll have a poetess come in with a very spicy poem, and we'll kind of set the mood with the aromatherapy and the right music and the right lingerie's and the Hugo Boss and the Somali Rose, and we'll do something like that. But sometimes we want to do a show that's actually going to help you guys understand and build functional relationships, because we got to put this thing back together. The most profound concept that God ever created was the family unit. And that came from the Dr. Rock. And who else?
Miss Moonflower.
We got love for you guys. I'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Club case, something jumps off. You back up for the high, but the ball. In the graveyard is where you get off. All we wanna do is party. And buy everybody at the bar card. Black Barbie dressed in Bugatti. I'm trying to leave in somebody's Ferrari. Spread love, that's what a real mob do. Keep it gangster, look out for
my people.
I'm the wicked bitch of these. You better keep the peace. Or out for the beast. We the best, still is room for improvement. Our presence is felt like a black panther movement. 7/4 to 8, back to back, when I'm sitting on chrome. 7
times back. Set up for my beat. With the Bentley, the Hummer, the Benz. Escalation, 23 friends. Jumping out the jab wall with the train.
Hey, yo, keep your bread up.
Queen B got the ill team. Let me show you what I'm all about. How I make a Sprite can. Whoa, shake up the dice. Throw down your ice. Bet it all, play your price. Money ain't a thing, throw it out like rice. Been around the world, cop the same thing twice. Rub on my, squeeze on my. Give me some. Step on the gas. Pop the cork and roll up the. You know what we about. Sex. Pin-up girl, butt naked, dressed in none but pearls. You wanna meet me cause you know I'm freaky, and you wanna eat me cause you say I'm sexy. Got a man in Japan and a dude in Tahiti. But believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends that's pretty. Chicks by the layer, all different flavors. Mafioso, that's how this thing goes. Now everybody come get me the lingo. Shake your body, move your body. On the dance floor, don't hurt my body. I'm the one to put the range in the Rover. When I'm stepping out the range,
yo,
it's over. Coming through in the Brooklyn mid here. We gon' do this just like
hey,
Big Papa did.
Come on, my baby. With the Bentley, the Hummer, the Benz. Escalation, grease, and trim. Jumping out the Jaguar with the Tim. Keep your bread up.
Oh, y'all, keep your bread up. Yeah.
stay fly. Yeah, man. Rah, 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 rah. Queen B, LB, 2003. Why not? To make it high. Come through, blow the spot. Come on. Yeah. Hey, yo. She back at it. Why wouldn't she?